Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Virgin Australia steps in after Rex enters voluntary administration. The UK Prime Minister visits the dance studio where three girls were stabbed to death. And in tennis, Alexei Popirin becomes the first Australian man in over a decade to make the third round tennis in the Olympics. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. The Transport Workers Union says up to 850 workers will lose their jobs at Rex Airlines after the carrier entered voluntary administration and grounded all its Boeing 737 flights. Trips between major capital city airports have been cancelled, but regional services are still operating. Rival airline Virgin Australia is offering Rex customers with an existing ticket the opportunity to transfer free of charge to one of their flights. CEO Jane Herdlicker told the ABC her company will also be trying to help Rex employees.
All Virgin Australia jobs that are open will get prioritised for Rex disaffected employees. And we're bringing on board three, we're intending anyway to bring on board three 737-800s out of the Rex fleet. If we're able to do that, that means we can bring on more Rex disaffected employees into new jobs. And that's really important to us to make sure that people in our industry are as well supported as they possibly can be.
Union head Michael Caine says the government should step in and take an equity stake in Rex in the short term. He told the ABC the airline industry needs change.
You know, Rex has nearly been monstered out of the market by Qantas only 4 weeks after Bonza was. And we've got to deal with those competitive pressures. And we need an independent decision maker to infuse the community interest, the interest of regional Australia, the interest of Australian workers, and not just be dictated to by the profit motivations of massive airlines and airports who are making billions in profits.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the stabbing attack in Southport that left three young girls dead on Monday has touched a nerve with the whole country. He spoke after visiting the site of the attack, a dance studio where the girls aged 6, 7 and 9 were taking part in a Taylor Swift-themed dance party. Five other children and two adults remain in critical condition and a 17-year-old male is in custody. The incident is the latest in a country where a recent rise in knife crime has stoked anxieties. Mr. Starmer says he shares those concerns.
I am very worried about high levels of knife crime, and I'm absolutely determined that my government will get to grips with it. But today is not the time for politics. Today is the time to focus entirely on the families who are going through such pain and grief, and on the wider community, and of course a time to say thank you to those that responded yesterday in the most awful of circumstances.
And some economists are predicting Australia will record a slight increase in the inflation rate when the figures are released today. The Reserve Bank wants to see the annual inflation rate at between 2 and 3%. There are predictions of a 1% quarterly increase, which would take the annual rate to 3.8%, up from 3.6% in the 12 months to March. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has told the ABC that even though inflation has come down substantially, it does tend to fluctuate.
We also know from around the world that even as inflation has moderated really substantially here in Australia, it rarely moderates in a perfectly straight line. It zigs and zags on the way down. That's been the experience.
If it zigs or zags in the wrong direction, would you expect another interest rate rise?
Well, a couple of things about that. I mean, first of all, as you'd expect, you know, I don't preempt decisions taken independently by the Reserve Bank and its board, and I don't give them free advice. They will weigh up a whole range of factors in our economy, not just today's inflation numbers.
And in tennis, Australia's Alexei Popirin has beat Swiss veteran Stan Wawrinka to set up a third round meeting with defending Olympic champion Alexander Zverev. The Sydney sider triumphed 6-4, 7-5 in what he says were some of the hottest conditions he's ever played in, as temperatures hit the high 30s at Roland Garros. Popirin is the only Australian left in the singles draw. He's also the first Australian man since Leighton Hewitt back in London in 2012 to reach the third round of an Olympic tennis tournament. And that's all the latest from the SBS newsroom. More to come at 4 p.m. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.